Oh, it's good. What was your buy-in?
The Lapine City Council regular session meeting of Wednesday, August 26, 2009 is called to order at 6:04 p.m. We will start with roll call, starting with City Recorder, please.
City Recorder Dan Rothel.
City Attorney Jeremy Green.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Molinan.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
All council and staff are present. We do have a quorum. Gloria, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. I don't believe we have any added agenda items, unless a counselor has anything came up at the last minute that they're just dying to throw in on us. Okay. Next item, consent agenda. Any comments, questions on the items in the consent agenda? Did everyone review all of that?
Mm-hmm.
I do have one suggestion for clarification on the minutes of the work session, page 3, at time 04:40. Mayor Shields stated the second sentence there. She said that it was because there were no categories listed. What I was saying was it was because the category structure was unclear. Okay. So if I can have that corrected, please, page 3.
Oh, structure.
At time 04:40.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or questions or anything?
No.
No comments on bills and invoices?
I think it was done.
We're on the minutes.
Oh.
On for the 12th, page 7, Councilor Mullane has stated that she was against giving a letter of support at this point of time. Was it against of giving a letter of support? She cautioned.
She cautioned?
Yeah, I think caution was
the very, very last right. Line on page 7.
Oh, okay. Cautioned against giving a letter of support.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, those are minor changes. Anything else? All right, then I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda with minor changes as noted to the minutes.
I would so move.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Molina, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Consent agenda motion has been approved. Passes unanimously, I'm sorry. Okay, next item is swearing in of Lapine Planning Commission.
Yay! Finally!
We
fled
here.
Do
we have everyone here? And Lana, would you tell us the process that you're going to
okay, I think we'll have them all come up here, stand in front of the flag. We'll swear you all in at once. Sorry about a camera because I didn't have time to go home and get mine, so somebody would be kind enough to take pictures.
For her.
Please,
I can
volunteer. Somebody.
Okay.
You are going to take a bunch of them. That is true. He's the only male on this.
You guys pray for my clearing.
We've got that.
Okay. Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Sorry.
I, and state your name.
I'm
a planning commission appointee. Of the city of Lapine. Do solemnly swear or affirm. That I will faithfully perform the duties. Of my appointed office. And will support and honor to the best of my ability. All applicable laws of the state of Oregon. Deschutes County. City of Lapine. As well as the bylaws. Beliefs, vision, mission, policies. Procedures. Code of ethics. And code of conduct. Of the city of Lapine Planning Commission. I hereby, through this oath. Affirm that I will perform the duties. Of this public trust in a fair. Equitable and ethical manner. Befitting the dignity and responsibilities of the office.
And thank you for waiting so long.
Linda Magan, signing real quick, and then Gloria, I'll finish signing, Virginia, and John.
Push your slow one.
Now we can go on vacation.
And don't feed her up. She has very nice handwriting. You don't want to mess that up.
I don't know.
Of course, we don't know what the constitutional bylaws of the planning commission are.
You just swore from.
I know.
That's what I got to do.
That'll be our first meeting to find out.
I was just saying. You can formulate what you just swore to. I'm sure it'll be all fine. We'll make sure.
If my name wasn't so long, I'd have to spend it.
Okay, let me make copies of these real quick and then I'll be right back in. So don't
I stand there the whole time.
Don't we have to stand?
Yeah,
official.
Okay.
Or actually, Patty, you can run in and make these.
I'll go ahead and do some other stuff here.
Anything to complicate
Virginia?
Couldn't they just put a tape over it?
We need our camera.
We got the camera. Everybody hold their back. Sit them down a little bit so they don't shine on the way. There you go.
One more. Okay, somebody's got a funny smile.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Renee.
Thank you.
Virginia.
Do you
leave these here in the office, Sam?
Yeah, leave them here and then we'll have them for you.
Yeah.
Gloria.
All right, come on, are we okay to move on and get started?
Yes.
All right, next item is number 7, Memorandum of Understanding with the Peace Water Alliance. I do know that legal counsel has some concerns. I would first like to ask if counsel has read all of this and if there are any concerns or questions from counsel.
No. I don't have any.
All right, Jeremy, I guess we'll hear from you.
Just a couple questions, items that I noticed. Under termination in the memorandum, it says that a party may terminate its involvement in the DWA by providing 60 days written notice to all DWA participants. Is there anyone here?
What page are we on?
Page 5. Is there anyone here from the Deschutes Water one? So do you mean what it literally says, that you'd have to go and notice each individual participant?
It would be the member organizations on the next page. So we could reword that if you'd like.
I would prefer that. I think the other members would probably prefer it as well, I would assume. It just seems very time-consuming to go and impose that type of requirement on somebody terminating, you know, their relationship.
I see the word participants as a little too broad there. A lot of folks have signed it. But changes like that are definitely not a problem.
And it looks like you've got a chair and a vice chair that the board is appointing.
Yes.
So my thought would be, and if, again, if this is just a suggestion, that maybe the notice of termination go to the chair, and then the chair could circulate the termination, or it could be brought up to the next board meeting. However you want to work it, I mean, obviously it's your, you know, this is a document that is presumably a living document, and so it could be changed over time as well if your current language is ultimately determined to be administratively difficult. But it's just a suggestion that I would suggest you consider.
I like that suggestion. The chair has the task anyway of notifying board members of meeting times and such, and so it would obviously have the contact list readily available.
Who has joined the organization up to this date?
There are 19, there are 25 members on the list. 19 have a pending signature. About 5 of those have signed, and there's about 3 or 4 that are undecided.
Any cities?
All cities through Central Oregon Cities Organization
have signed up on it.
Signed or a pending signature based on the next meeting.
Oh, wow. That's great.
It's really gotten legs, and folks are very excited about getting together to investigate our water issue.
The other question I have is top of page 4, work plan and budget. It says all voting members of the DWA shall contribute financially based upon a formula to be determined, including grants and in-kind contributions. Do you have any estimation as to what type of financial contribution or otherwise a member might be required to make?
Well, this startup year, it is between $25,000 and $50,000. And through Central Oregon Cities Organization, Lapine can weigh in on their, let's say, responsibility or impact.
Uh-huh.
And the formula could be constructed based on who's more active, who's less active, who has more to benefit, et cetera.
Okay.
So we left that as broad as we could because as new members, we're going to figure out how to charge ourselves if we charge ourselves. We're going to go after lots of grants because of the collaboration element of this.
Okay,
so the formula would be determined by the group as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
you have approximately how many yet to either sign up or that are strongly considering it, did you say?
19.
So I was thinking it might be... Okay, we're not asking to have this changed then?
No, I just want clarification on that. And ultimately, obviously, it's up to the city council, but condition, execution or adoption based on changing the termination provision, something you could sign as is, it's whatever you want. I'm just suggesting that as being something that would be addressed.
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. I did pick up something too, me being me, on page one. A little over halfway down the paragraph that starts with the DWA believes, and in the middle of that section I see distribution in one jurisdiction can have an effect in another jurisdiction.
Thank you.
Not affect.
So this still says it's draft, so how can we sign a draft?
Well, you can sign a signature page, and the copy that we return to you will have the draft off of it, if you'd like, or I can send it back with these corrections, and you can sign it as did you mean, whatever your pleasure.
I always prefer to sign a clean document.
Not a problem.
It's final form.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. May I make a comment?
Sure.
Yeah. Make sure that you get your thought down there.
Oh, I think you'll appreciate that.
I know how it is. On the signature page, I just wanted you to note that there's a signature for the mayor, and then there's a name of an elected official that would be the voting member, and then an alternate for that member. So those could be three different names. Whatever, one of the things that I don't know if you've discussed yet is who would be the official voting member and who would be the alternate.
No, in fact, we need to do this. We haven't looked at this before, have we?
So, no.
No, this
these
is the first
issues
we've
were brought up before the COCA group, right?
Pardon me?
The COCA group?
Yes.
These issues would be brought, raised, anything that we would have to vote on?
This is a separate entity. However, COCO, which you're a member of, may wish to have one representative for all of you, or three representatives for 10 cities. Whatever COCO, wants to do is fine. What we're saying here by signature is that you are participating in the DWA. How you're represented on a month-to-month basis, you can choose that. But when it comes down to consensus or a vote, the person, the name of the elected official and the alternate would be the only ones that can vote.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
That's fine.
So, because I know that they discuss this at the COCO meetings. A lot of the issues are raised there and voted there. So, right? I know that...
They are the same issues.
Okay.
It's sort of like discussing it with your peer group, getting consensus on that, and then sending a representative to DWA to say, here's what we're thinking on that issue. So that not every city has to go every time.
Right, because I know, I attend the COCO meetings, mm-hmm. and I vote for the city. Mm-hmm. And so then when we discuss these issues, so then I have weighed in on what the city, I guess, to vote for the city of La Pine, right, or no?
Well, I can't speak for COCO.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that I've been a member of COCO in the past. I understand how it works. But this is a separate organization.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
You may wish to send one representative so that not all the cities have to go every month. But when it comes down to making a decision, mm-hmm. it's the people on this list okay. that are the DWA decision makers.
Okay.
What is your time frame for making this happen, making this function? And how often would you have these meetings, or where would they be?
Alan Unger, Commissioner Unger has volunteered the County Services Building in Bend for the meetings. He's volunteered to host that at no cost to the DWA. We are planning a tentative date of October 12th for the first meeting of the official members of the DWA, and it's a public meeting. And our hope is that Representative Walden will be the keynote speaker to talk about collaboration in water issues and what kind of strength that gives us to go for federal funding and do partnerships and move forward to solve our water issues. So in the next month or so, we will have the first kickoff meeting.
And you're talking monthly meetings, bi-monthly,
yes,
quarterly?
Yes, monthly.
Monthly.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Good questions, Doug. Council, is something that we want to participate in?
Can I ask another question real quick?
Sure.
So what if the DWA has a position on a certain issue, a water issue that impacts the city of La Pine specifically? The DWA has taken a position on this issue, but that position is inconsistent with the position of the city council. Mm-hmm. My reading of this consensus and decision-making paragraph, these three paragraphs, would suggest that if the DWA reaches a consensus on the issue, the members can object to the decision or the course of action that DWA then may select is appropriate. So wouldn't that impair the city council's ability to go a different direction?
I don't believe so. If you read this document carefully, uh-huh. we have taken out doing issue-by-issue decisions.
Uh-huh.
We're doing long-range planning on a basin or larger scale.
Uh-huh.
And we're intending, and as best we can, to reach consensus, because if we don't, we really can't move forward.
Sure, sure.
So that the intent is there. I don't know about the exact wording, but we have taken out a lot of voting language and lobbying language,
right.
and, you know, the language of media relations and not speaking up. We're taking all of that out to
right.
kind of simplify that we're going for long-range planning, not La Pine's issues, Bend issues, or
right.
Ventolis's issues. We're being big picture about it.
Okay.
His question, though.
What sort of clout does this association have, alliance have? It says sufficient time will be provided for the members to seek advice from constituents, agencies, and other experts when desired before a decision is adopted. When a decision is adopted, where does it go?
Well,
the mission again is to do several things in the basin, stream restoration, water balance, etc., in a big picture way, not a water right by water right way. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be voting on, or whatever the jargon is there, more like policies that are big picture. Conservation would be an objective and a goal. Flow restoration. And one of the side benefits of being in a group like that is we can talk our issues on the sidebar to help each other understand our own situations in context of everyone else. So the idea is that going for a water right or something like that individually actually affects everyone else in the basin. So we're not going to speak out against any kind of individual application or mission of any individual entity within our group. We're trying to get together because irrigation and groundwater, we all affect each other, and which affects the river. So it's all interconnected. And I know we're back to your question about decisions and where they go. We're going to be rolled into this long-range plan. Sort of like the land use planning group you just appointed.
Mm-hmm.
This one's for water.
Okay.
Was it on a state level?
And I'm on the State Water Resources Commission, so there's a connection there that something similar is being done at the state level as far as integrated big picture of management planning, like the goal of water conservation, stream restoration, habitat restoration, things like that.
Okay, so then what it's about is creating a unified voice or unified voices area by area to address all of the water issues across the entire state.
Correct. This is our region's effort to do that. And in speaking with Senator Walden, when an individual city flies back to D.C. to lobby for something, it's much different if it's a consortium like COCO or like the DWA. That's what we're trying to do is combine our resources.
Okay. One of our planning commission members.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that when she was comparing the two, my question is, the planning commission, we're adopting a 20-year, look out at the future.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're going to go in and make zoning ordinances. Are you guys going to be doing that? You won't have that type of influence.
No.
Oh, right? Okay.
No, this is much bigger picture than that. And so an example would be if we were a solid waste group and we decided that recycling was going to be our goal, we would educate, put out education materials, put out incentives, understand each other's points of view about recycling. It's more that sort of thing. It's a softer approach than what you have to get down to in zoning.
So it's more like a visionary group.
Pardon me?
A visionary.
Right, exactly.
Council, any other questions, considerations?
Well, then I would, from what you've said, this group is strictly a gather information advisory group that's going to say we should do this or we shouldn't do that concerning water, but you absolutely don't have any actual legal power to do anything? Am I hearing this right?
That's a really, really well-formed question.
Oh, really? I didn't think I said it very good at all.
No, I totally understand it, because this is a very non-traditional group. We are crossing traditional lines to come together as an alliance. And if we have an alliance in the Deschutes Basin, it's much stronger than while resources are doing something over here and the city of Bend doing something over there, we can all point toward the same goal. And the idea here is that I'm on the state commission and we're doing the same kind of planning at a state level, and this comes up to fit under it. Deschutes Basin is much further ahead than most of the basins in the state. So I'm guessing it's going to be a model. We can either decide what to do for ourselves, or it will come down from above and they'll tell us what to do. So we're thinking, let's go forward on our own and meet in the middle somewhere. All right,
thank you.
Any further discussion?
No.
Well, I want to throw out there that I'd like to have a little more time to absorb our things we've discussed tonight and have a little more time to reflect and see if I come up with any other questions. So I guess I'm looking for a consensus if we want to act on this tonight and agree to sign it, or if any other counselors also want a little more time to think about it. And we know how to contact Mary. We have any questions?
As far as I'm concerned, I think you have a really good plan and a really good idea, but I need to think about it.
Okay.
I do. I'm not, you've been very eloquent, but I'm not convinced. I'm not sure that the city of Lapine should be involved with this. I have to think about it and maybe do a little bit more research. And you're the water expert. Maybe I'll talk to you.
May I just respond to that?
I'm sorry.
May I just respond to your comment is?
Sure.
Well, your water is managed by Lapine Water District, and that's how you're served. Your residents are served. So it's like you're once removed from that. But the idea is knowing about what they're facing in the future.
Right.
For very little cost, and if you want to opt out at any time in the future, you opt out.
Yeah, so. Well, just remember, though, 80% of all the water use around here is from private wells.
Understand.
But that will change as time goes on.
Understand.
Yeah. All right, we've heard from Councilor Ward. We would like to have a little more time to think on this.
Yes.
Councilor Mullion?
I would, if it was up to me, I would go ahead and agree to sign it. I know that the DWA is held in a high regard in both Cocoa and I know the city of Bend. That's because you know I do work in the water department, or I did work in the water department. So,
did the city join the city of Bend join the organization?
There's in legal review as well.
Okay,
all intentions are to join. Councilor Capel has been appointed to be the elected official, and Patrick Griffiths is the alternate.
I can call the city attorney and talk with her a little bit about it in the interim.
Okay.
I like the idea, but I would like to discuss first, before we do this, what committees we have and who is on them. I don't think we've done that this time, and find out who we would want to be on this.
No, and that was going to be, if we decide that we're going to take some more time to think this over, that would be another thing to think about, is which ones of us would want to be on that.
Right.
So, Councilor Hedges, are you saying you'd like more time?
I would like more time, but I think it's a good idea, but to decide who would be on this.
You mean to decide now?
No.
Or, okay.
That'll give us time to get the list down.
Okay. Yeah. So, we have all but Councilor Mullanen wanting to wait until our next meeting to make a decision on this, correct? All right.
Thank you very much.
And thank you
for
being here.
Thank you for answering our questions.
Well, next item, designation of tax administrator under ordinance 2007-1. I forgot to renumber my stuff here, okay. Any counselor questions, concerns, comments? Is everyone able to review this? I think it was pretty straightforward. So, the issue before us is to designate a tax administrator, appoint tax administrator, with that being the city recorder. There is no discussion. You're giving me a quizzical look, Councilor Ward.
I'm not quite sure what this is supposed to do.
Jeremy?
Well, I can tell you that I didn't prepare this ordinance. So
I can tell that by reading it.
Okay. So I'll preface it with that. But is the tax administrator is the individual that's responsible for the administration of our transient room tax ordinance. That's the bottom line. And what you're doing today is appointing, presumably, Luana, our city recorder, to be...
It has to be a city employee.
Well, it doesn't say that in the ordinance, but it should be Luana.
Okay.
You wanted the job, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to then get people to pay the room taxes who haven't been?
That will allow me to do that, I guess. Is that something?
Well, sure. It's the tax administrator that also, at least initially, enforces the ordinance on behalf of the city. It is a formality.
Because she's been functioning.
In that capacity, anyway. Right. That's right.
This makes it.
This will clear the track record of it.
That's right.
So you need to close on that.
All right, I will entertain a motion to formally appoint City Recorder Luana Demerval as Tax Administrator for the city.
I would so move.
I second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullinan, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously.
Yay.
Now you can act annoyed in an official capacity in what you've been doing.
Thank you.
These are the hazards of starting up a new city. You find yourself going back and still putting some of the pieces together.
Well, we get an update then of who is supposed to pay and who doesn't. And
do you want that update?
I would like to know who in the city is required to pay this room tax and who is not doing it.
By classification or by individual?
By individual.
Slash entity.
Uh-huh.
Luana, you have the ability to do that.
I think it would be good
if
to know.
That's what you want. That's my job to get it to you.
Sure, we can just...
You sound reluctant, but it's...
So.
Well, that would be part of the financial reports since
the
packet.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. We just want the money.
Councilors?
Would
you like to see that in your as part of the financial reports in our packets?
Probably wouldn't hurt, yes. If it can be done efficiently and without a lot of extra cost or problems, yes.
So what information do you want? Just if everybody is up to date paying their monthly TRT?
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those that are
Is that a problem, Peter? You could run that off the computer, couldn't you?
It's no problem.
Okay, then that would be a good idea to do then, yes.
Okay. Councilor, consensus on that then?
Yes.
Yes.
With us. And Jeremy and I talked about this the other day. We're having a little bit of problem getting things real easy for Patty to get into the minutes when we have a consensus. So we'll also do roll call consensus to make her job a little easier.
Okay, sounds good.
So state your name and your position.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullinan, no.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Shields, yes. You're not interested in seeing that?
No. She's been doing a fine job.
Well, I think it's just a matter of curiosity.
Yeah.
Councilor, to see.
I think that's an administrative function again. You know, I like to draw that line between policy and administering.
I see. I don't really see it as interfering with administrative function. It's just a piece of information that the council, that some councilors would like to see come to them. Now, here I am with this consensus thing. Any full consensus to give staff direction?
Well, two and two is not a consensus.
It's three and one.
It's three and one.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah, three and one is fine. It's a consensus.
Right. And we both start seeing those in our... Thank you, Marsh. One more thing to do. All right. Next item, review and evaluation of city recorder compensation. Any council comments?
I can start. I have comments.
All right, Councilor Hedges?
On the salary comparisons, I would be interested to know the background of the city recorders in these cities and how long they've been in their positions before I would be able to agree to this. I need more information. I think it's actually an excessive raise. But I would like to know more of where this comes from. And the one for sisters here who makes $40.49 an hour, is she the what is that? The head, not the recorder, but the manager.
No, that's the city recorder.
Strictly, that's her only position?
Part-time or...
Yeah, but I would like to...
She's not the city manager. And she's not the city administrator. No, she's the city recorder.
That
that's her title.
An excessive amount, $40 an hour. But anyway, I would like to see more on the background and such before I would make a decision on this. But I don't think that in our city and with the population that we have and the wages that are given out in this city that it would be justified. I think that if you were to look at the people who work at the clinic, at the banks, and who have other responsibilities, that they make nowhere near that. The end.
Thank you. Councilor Ward, anything?
Personally, I don't think the status of anybody in any other city has anything whatsoever to do with what we're doing here. Luana's compensation should be based upon her and not the qualifications of somebody else. And I think for what she has done and what she's being asked to do, I would say a pay raise is justified. Now, I'm not quite so sure $20, maybe $19.50, I don't know, but I think a pay raise, yes, is justified for what we're asking her to do.
Thank you. Councilor Molina?
I think that we have to start recognizing Luana as the city administrator. She is the kind of the administrative head of the city. I just really hate discussing, I don't know, this makes me uncomfortable discussing this in this forum. Is there any other way? I mean, isn't this usually just in executive session or something?
I don't know how you could get this into executive session, compensation discussions.
So did you find out, because mid-state would be something... you know, as to, I think one of the considerations is, of course, this salary comparison thing. Another consideration is what they're paying out in the community. Right?
And this is not a private business, though. This is a city government.
Right. But it should reflect what the community is. And so then I was wondering if the compensation at mid-state, which I think is kind of along these lines, but I'm not sure, just from the job descriptions that I've seen in the past, I think their compensation is kind of along these lines, but I'm not sure. I think that, I don't want to send you the wrong message that if, you know, we don't vote for it, I'm really concerned with the message that's going to send you.
It'll be received that way.
I know.
I'm afraid.
I think that she's demonstrated is recently on the that she really understands the breadth of the city by her recent discoveries and things that she's brought to light. So I would say that a pay raise is in is not out of line.
All right. Well, I've heard a lot of comments that reflect a lot of mine. You've always heard me say that Luana is a good, hard, dedicated worker, a forward-thinking person, and she always has the best interests of the city in mind. There's no doubt about that at all. I do agree that it's time for a pay raise. I echo the sentiment that I'm not sure it should be compared so much to what other cities, city recorders are getting. It should be tailored more to what our job is here and to Luana's own background and her experience on the job and any training that she's had. She has taken some training. I would like to see more, and that you have some in mind that you're going to be taking.
Already signed up.
Okay, already signed up.
It's moving along.
So what about, can I offer a suggestion, maybe steps?
Well, may I finish?
Please? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
You paused. I thought you were done.
I don't want to pause anymore. One item of concern to me was the in your discussion, Luana, when where you say with the you're $16.05 an hour with the city recorder title, yet you're actually overseeing this type of position, mm-hmm. retaining your current title of city recorder. I and anyone can correct me if I'm wrong. I see that you still are the city recorder and that Patty is your administrative assistant, and that is how we hired Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with being city recorder. It's one heck of a demanding job. Again, I'm with Councilor Hedges. I would like to see if we're going to look at other comparisons, what is it that is getting these city recorders in other cities a higher wage? You are still learning, and you're learning in a position that you have no prior experience or education in as a city recorder before starting here. And so you have no prior background.
You're not on the municipal side of it.
Exactly, and that's what we're talking about. It's a whole different ball of wax than understanding the ins and outs. And periodically, you question something of me or Jeremy because you don't quite know where you should go with it, and I'm glad you do question that, because if you know that you don't know where to go, you should question it. But when you're looking for a pay scale of $20 an hour and sort of trying to liken it to an administrative or manager position, my thinking on that is that at $20 an hour, I would expect that person to already know the answer to the kind of questions that I or Jeremy sometimes don't get. So again, I'm all for a pay raise. I just don't think the justification is there for almost a $4 an hour jump. And I think we may have fallen behind. I know some, we always make these comparisons and then we say we shouldn't. Some companies, jurisdictions or whatever will get maybe 50 cents every 6 months, or maybe it's every year or whatever. So we might want to discuss, to get back to what you were going to say, sort of step increases based on good reviews, which Luana has had good reviews, and I'm sure that will continue. Did you have something in mind as far as step increases?
I think that they should be in step with her training. she completes, she's going to that LOC training thing, and then, but I would be for the end result of being the $20. And she's going to be taking, as she's getting her training, she's going to be taking more of a wider role.
Okay, you're saying end result after what amount of training? And so that's what you're saying?
That her completion of her, is it a certificate program or what is it?
That's a city manager certificate program. We're talking city recorder wages.
Uh-huh.
That's another level. I'm sorry.
So, but the courses you're taking are what?
City manager certification.
Okay.
But she hasn't started yet.
I have some of them under my belt already. Yeah. I have so many hours, and then I will get certified.
But on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my idea is you've been in the position for 2 years. And like the mayor says, there usually increases of 50 cents or 75 or a dollar an hour, and also the fact that
are you allowing Councilor Ward to?
I am. I'm sorry. Yes, I have paused long enough. Yes.
Where are we on our personal services budget to absorb another 2,000 a year?
I addressed that in the memorandum under the budget impacts at the bottom there.
Where did I miss that?
The bottom paragraph.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. One final word and I won't say anymore. I think LaWanna deserves a pay raise, whether it be a one jump or a step, we can decide on, but I think she definitely has earned something.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I think we agree on that.
We're all in agreement on that. Yeah.
Luana, we started you at an even $15, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at what point did you get your first raise? I know it took a while.
Well, I see. I did this for 6 months for nothing. starting out.
Well, that was before
that was a year and a half before I got that raise.
Okay.
Is that
I feel like we're kind of I feel like I'm running behind on.
Well, that's what I was kind of trying to get at. You started out at 15,
mm-hmm.
and that was when did we hire you?
July of 2007.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, just throwing out an example here. If we were going to give a raise of 50 cents every 6 months based on good reviews or whatever, or where would that would have put you the following year at $16, July of 2008, put you at $17, July of 2009. Which is where we are currently. And by just throwing that out there, I would also be open to bigger raise increases commensurate with increased training, which would have to be discussed.
Increased training of what, city recorder duties or city manager duties?
What's available to you is the city manager's thing.
Right.
Right.
So but also, you know, there's also more city recorder training, too. There's always that. But it depends on where you want me to be directed, and I'm not getting the right message, evidently. I'm sorry. I just...
Well, that's true. We really don't know we need to discuss this.
Help me here.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Can I just interject real quick?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be attending the City Recorders Conference next month for a few days to go over minute taking, handling of records, more in-depth stuff. So there is a little bit of a mixing.
Duties.
Okay. With, I mean, I think it's going to help me with what I'm doing now, and my current job is a good thing for the training.
Okay.
I'm going to make the council aware of that.
So, are you saying that she's taking more of a managerial role and not so much of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it isn't by choice. That's just what was dealt us because we have nothing to go by.
What level of city recorder training have you had?
How do you mean what level?
Well, how much? Any type of city recorder training? What have you had?
I went to seminars. I went to mid-year academies. I went to the year academy. That's all I've done so far, but I also have a mentor who is the city recorder from the City of Sisters.
Well, here's why I'm asking.
And different city recorders actually, and here, I mean, I want to make this clear. Different cities have different responsibilities for city recorders. Everyone is different. In our case, we are actually having to deal with three times or four times many more issues than other cities because they have other departments that are dealing with their specific things. So keep that in mind. It's a lot more spread out in our situation.
It's hard to define your position.
That's true. Right. So.
So I think that we have two things that we really need to do. Is we need to define her authorization and her role. How far can she go? And I think if we define that, then we can put a compensation on that. We can say she's qualified to do this. This is what her role is. Because I don't think that we have a good grasp on how expansive her authority is or what is her authority. I don't know.
No, we don't.
I don't either.
Again, back to the hazards of starting up a new city. And aren't you and Jeremy working on, help me.
Job descriptions.
Absolutely. And
Policies, procedures,
manual, and everything. Yeah, and it's growing pains, is what it is. And I wish we had all the answers and just had a slot that we could put you in based on experience and background and education, but we don't have that. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're sitting here talking it all out together. And you're absolutely right, in my opinion, Councillor Mullanan, we do need to define this, and it is being worked on, but we need to define this, keeping in mind that we define it, it's particular to our situation. There's no other city like us, and so we can, and I think it's probably pretty much true of any city. So we just have to keep working away at it. The most immediate issue at hand is... We all agree that Luana deserves some higher pay.
There's also supervision that goes on in these other places, too.
That's public, like,
Public Works and different people who work for the city, and we don't really have anybody like that. So you're just supervising Patty.
And the bookkeeping. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. That brings me back to something. Why I was asking about the any city recorder training that you've had is that if you're going to supervise a city recorder, I get the sense that you're thinking of yourself more as a manager, administrator, such, and that you're overseeing Patty, who is becoming more and more, in your eyes, the actual city recorder. If that's the case, you need to understand any position that you're supervising.
Yeah. I do.
I trained her. If you were to change your title, then I think, Jeremy, correct me, I think that we would have to advertise for that position.
Possibly.
Possibly in what way?
Well, just possibly. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you necessarily have to, but now that it's not a public contracting situation, but out of equity, that might be something that the city does.
Yeah. People.
I mean, you can hire internally, obviously, and promote you to a city manager position. But if I may, I think we've got to focus in on the issue. It seems to me that we're going various directions, mm-hmm. talking about job descriptions and all this other jazz, when really the question or the issue is, do we give her a pay raise today? And clearly there's not a consensus. My recommendation would be, if there is no way we're going to be able to get beyond the hurdle of the $4 amount, that maybe Luana comes back with a refined proposal, identifying some type of step increases based on meeting a certain criteria or completing certain training that then could be approved by the city council. Ultimately, with the idea being that if she meets, you know, these requirements, that she gets up to her $4 request or something there and about. That seems to me to be a more prudent and time-effective approach under these present circumstances. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Most people who go to seminars get credits for it, for promotion or to stay certified and all. So.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Bring that back to the show.
Does that work for you, Luana?
I'll have to think about it.
So stubborn, Luana.
Well, I hate to say this, but I feel like I've been fighting this battle since day one. It's just...
It's hard to discuss this issue with four opinions.
Sure.
Yeah, it's because we have to all agree. And this issue is really touchy. It's but the thing of it is, what you should take away from it is that everybody thinks you deserve a raise.
Right.
But how much am I worth? That's what I'll be taking away from.
Yeah, but
and it's right.
Well, working for the state, I never got more than a 2% raise. They would give 5% over 3 years, and so to look at this, it just seems a big jump.
When was that?
7 or 8 years ago. And I believe they're still doing it.
7 or 8 years ago, I was still receiving 50 cent an hour at least raises. So, it just depends. Yeah.
We do also have to consider the city of La Pine's budget. And I mean, that's just a reality. And, so if you want to work for a city and make $40.49 an hour as a city recorder, then you might have to move to a city that pays that.
I'm not asking for $40.
I know, I was just saying, if you want a certain type of pay, you have to consider the limitations, too, of your employer. And that's just a reality.
I'm still, I'll tell you what, volunteering my time. That's how I feel.
I'll tell you what, without charging the city a dime, I'll work with Luana, we'll put together a memo. And we'll try to identify milestones. Luana and I can work together on this. I won't charge the city anything for my time, but hopefully it'll facilitate. No, it's fine. Hopefully it'll facilitate this process, and we can kind of get it through and move on. Does that work?
Yeah.
If you can do something like that, then work it out so that I think we've all agreed here that Luana should get a raise or something. That she would get an immediate raise of so much.
Sure.
And then so much based upon evaluations or whatever over a period of two additional years.
Okay, when you say immediate raise, I'd actually like to take a look at what we might have overlooked, if maybe she should have gotten a raise X number of months ago.
We'll take into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it conceptually. We'll be able to get pen to paper and get something that's reasonable.
Yeah, because I don't think we ever
what training she has had, I don't think
I'll help you with it. We'll get it done.
Okay.
You buy me a cup of coffee, how's that?
Well, thank you very much for that time donation.
Oh, we'll get it in.
Yeah, I know you will. You're so good to us. All right. Next item. Lapine goals for 2009-2010 fiscal year. Yeah, been over this a few times. Does everyone like the format that this is in now?
Yes. Number 12.
We had to renumber the new agenda, so it's number 10 now. Did everyone review that and think it reflects what we discussed at our last meeting?
Seems to agree.
So, Jeremy, any comments?
None.
From you on this?
I thought Deborah did a pretty good job.
I think so too. Excellent. So we just adopt this?
Yep.
As our fiscal year 2009-2010 goals?
I think so. And then we can have, if the city council so chooses, this is something that you could put up on the website.
I think that would be a good idea for people to see what we're up to. And with a note that this is a fluid chart.
Yeah, subject to change.
Right. Okay.
Mayor, for the people here, could you just summarize them or go over them real quick?
Oh, sure. Why not? All right. After a lot of discussion and more than one meeting, the council, with the help of our consultant and legal counsel, has come up with a list of city council goals for the fiscal year 2009-2010. Now, keep in mind that each one of these items that I will read off has a lot of underlying tasks behind it. First of all, we have we put them in three different categories: public safety, efficient delivery of public services, and livability. Now, obviously, when I read through these, it'll strike you that some of these actually can fit in overlapping categories. That's just the nature of it. Under public safety, we determined as short-term tasks mass gathering ordinance, traffic corridor and intersection study, and to back up on that traffic corridor intersection study, we put a lot of discussion into this, and we've met with many, many people from other government agencies and have learned that getting a traffic light or whatever traffic mitigation measures in our Highway 97 corridor just isn't as simple as, oh, let's put up the traffic light. So that's why we have traffic corridor and intersection study, wildfire plan, intergovernmental agreements for road services with Oregon Department of Transportation and Deschutes County, memorandum of understanding, Lapine Industrial Group, Oregon Department of Transportation and Deschutes County, snow removal policy contracts. Those are all things that are currently being worked on under public safety. We have midterm tasks, and some of these, whether they're short-term, midterm, or long-term, are being worked on now, too. It's just that they will take longer for completion. Midterm tasks under public safety are WICCIEP interchange project, disaster plan, review and update the county plan, develop transportation system plan, develop system development charge approach and policy program, mid-state electric franchise agreement,
long-term tasks under public safety are review and update intergovernmental agreements, franchises, and delivery of emergency services, and mosquito abatement. Not many of us thinking about that right now, but it'll come up again next year. The next category is efficient delivery of public services. Short-term tasks are develop communications plan, audit services contract. Midterm tasks are public records request policy, business license ordinance, transient room tax program, employee handbook / job description / electronic mail policy. Long-term tasks, city charter. Under the heading of livability, short-term tasks are finalize and adopt comprehensive plan, create codes to implement the comprehensive plan, outdoor area lighting project agreement. And you can see we're on schedule with that as a short-term task, getting through that one. Midterm tasks are develop land use code enforcement / nuisance ordinances, develop planning commission procedures, develop historical codes. Long-term tasks, continue seeking grant opportunities. And we will get this, after adoption, posted on the website. You can see it there. So what do you think? We done good?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Council, I will entertain a motion to adopt the Lapine City Council goals for the 2009-2010 fiscal year.
I so move.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Malayman, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Lapine City Council goals for the 2009-2010 fiscal year have been adopted unanimously. And we do understand that we have direction to staff to post this on the website. Councilor Ward?
Yes.
Councilor Malayman?
Yes.
Councilor Hedges?
Yes.
And Mayor Shields, yes.
Do we know how many hits this gets from the public? Such as Dan knows exactly how many hits the chamber gets.
Do we know how many hits we get on this sort of thing?
We can ask for
one more thing to do.
No problem.
I know that.
I'm just curious if people really get to go on and read all of this.
I do.
Thank you. Glad to hear that. All right, we did not have any other matters added to the agenda. Item number 12, public comments for items not on the agenda. Sir, would you state your name, please?
Dan Doherty, interim fire chief. On October 6th, the Lapine Fire District Board of Directors has a process to look at new fire chief for the fire district. And on that day, we have a process established, and we are interested in one or two individuals from the city council to participate. If you have an interest, we would certainly love to have at least one of you participate in that to look at and have some feedback on who your next fire chief might be. And so I come to you asking if there was someone that is interested in that on that particular day. And you don't have to make a decision today, but I would be interested in knowing within this next week if someone does have an interest.
Well, we might be able to decide that right now.
Okay.
Do we have a taker?
It is October 6th. It'll be an early morning, and depending on the number of candidates, it could be a portion of the day or all day. I would plan on an all-day activity.
Is that a weekday, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Is that the LOC conference?
It's in person, so it's after it.
Oh.
We'll be back.
Do you know how many people are applying?
I don't as of yet. Now, the closing date for the application is actually tomorrow.
The last time I checked on it, it was approximately 6, but that was about 2 weeks ago. So we were hoping for, you know, 12, 14 at least, and we were only half of that just about a week ago.
So I'd be interested in it.
Okay.
Did you do that on an all-day thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She works for the city chic.
She just lives at the door.
I'm from the record. Strike it.
Should I contact the city recorder and get a telephone number for you and do that?
Yeah,
okay.
That'd be great.
And then I'll get in touch with you and we'll
make arrangements. Okay. Sounds good.
Excellent.
Wildfire.
Any comments on that, Jeremy?
I think Dan should run, but unfortunately, he's just not interested.
Well, thanks for the confidence.
Great fire chief.
Appreciate
that.
Well,
thank you, Adele.
Sure.
Yes, thank you.
Any other public comments? Yes.
Dan Martha with the Chamber, Executive Director. I think you've mentioned this before, but some of us are starting to think about our 100-year anniversary based on a kind of estimate of a 1910 founding of Lapine, not of the city, but kind of as a post office, white spot in the road thing. and so we're going to be, you know, chit-chatting about that more, and we've been talking with Lauren a little bit, just had a nice little brainstorming session the other day, so hopefully you don't mind. I sort of directed people to talk to Luana or myself if they have ideas on how we could celebrate that in the community and kind of grow a little group of people that are interested in celebrating that anniversary. And so hopefully that would be all right. And secondly, I was going to throw an idea out to the council. we've really had some nice times with ribbon cuttings and with the city being represented there and the people at both the community health clinic and McDonald's were real honored that you had a presence there. And I think it would be nice if you could find a way to let your mayor be there, and I have a plan. There are agencies who have secretaries on staff that could come in and staff Kitty's office so she could get away for 30 or 40 minutes sometimes and answer phone or whatever. And it wouldn't be very costly to do that. And I think it could be done in a way of sort of compensating your mayor for the time that she would spend at welcoming new businesses or whatever might occur in the community. Just a thought. Because it's hard for her to get away from her work. She's kind of the sole proprietor, and it's hard for her to get away. So anyway, just a thought.
You get more of that from me during the winter months. It's almost impossible. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate you looking into that.
Sure. Did you need people to help with the planning of the...
I think we would. I mean, I think we need to get a cross-section of people who are interested and make it a big deal, because it's a 100-year thing. It doesn't come around often in my lifetime.
My name down.
Okay.
So make the cake.
All right.
My ovens.
So this kind of
state your name, please,
Lori Fleming. I just wanted to let you know, for your own information, I found myself in the situation that Luana's in when I worked for the school district, and I did have to rewrite my job description because it had evolved over time, and I felt that I was not getting paid enough for what I was expected to do. So all of us that held that position got together, you know, we, in her case, it just be the one person, but we had to, you know, we stated what our duties were, the responsibilities, the people we oversaw, and then we did comparisons to other places. And it turned out that they actually did change the name of the position. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it gave them an idea of what I was expected to do and what I was doing. So they had more informed, they were more informed. So that was
okay. No, that's good input. Thank you. We'll get there. And that's what we need. Real case histories like that to help us out. Yes.
Mayor, I want just a politician have to make a couple of comments. this is the first city council I've been to in a long time, and I apologize, I haven't met some of the new council members. I have been in Salem for most of the the time. So a very good meeting, tough issues. I'd like to congratulate all the people that stepped forward to the Planning Commission. That's a big job, and I appreciate all the time you put into this. It's a volunteer basis, and I know that. I appreciate that very much. It's important to Lapine and South Deschutes County. You're sort of the people they're going to turn to, maybe not me as much anymore. But you have to face some big challenges, and I think you're doing, I was impressed with the meeting tonight, some tough issues you had to handle. Last night I was in Redmond, and Redmond, they were discussing a gas tax. And then they were discussing how to pay for and bond $28 million for the airport enlargement and project. So, and tomorrow night I'll be in Sisters, so that's the three cities I represent, you and Redmond and Sisters. So it's the only people I've worked with before is Kitty and Juan, and I've enjoyed working with you, and hope I continue to support the city of Lapine and Salem. Thank you.
Thank you. It was really good to see you.
You better shut up and introduce him.
I was at Rotary this morning, and they were doing political questions and going around asking all the questions, and they didn't know Chris Telfer, is your state senator, but they knew Gene Wisnett was your state representative. I'm Gene Wisnett, your state representative. 6 years.
Familiar name.
I also want to give Gene kudos for, he comes on the radio and answers questions early in the morning. And, you know, he's been very straightforward about, he doesn't answer all the questions, but he asks what he can. And I just want to thank him for that, because it's time out of his busy schedule.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much for being here. We hope we'll see you again. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Move on into staff comments. Patty? Anything?
We're just putting together our policies and procedure manual, just starting it in very rough form and getting some advice from some samples from other cities. Just things like office organization and policies for people who want to be on the agenda, and just having all the forms and some basic policies that aren't going to be anything legal, all this legalistic, just general office, how we do things and that sort of thing, so that, you know, there'll be something in place for training and for other purposes, and just have it there so it'll be available. Probably consider and request, you know, copies of things that, you know, how much would somebody charge them for that, what kind of form they'd request, and those sort of things. Safety issues.
Wonderful. That reduces my stress level just knowing that. Needed that in place for a long time. Anything else, Debbie?
I don't think so.
Joanna?
I have a bunch, so bear with me. Regarding the 2010 100 Year Celebration, Dan Barco and John Thomas came into City Hall, and like I say, the brainstorming started hitting. The 1910 photo that we have, which is now on your business card, is probably going to be the basis of the celebration, kind of, sort of, I think that's the thought process. And we might possibly have a logo that will come out of this that I don't know how you want to proceed on that. Have it, you know, kind of finished up, brought to the council, look at it.
Oh, a logo that staff would create?
It's already kind of in the
making. Jane, our office is playing with it, but she's going on vacation for a week, so it might be a few weeks out, but she's just going to post some ideas to sort of go by you and see what you think.
Based
she's
on
really
that.
Good with my publisher teacher. And mm-hmm. some of those programs, you know, that are artsy.
Also, the Lapine Rodeo is having a 2009 Fall Play Day. It's in September. They're asking for a $25 donation with that. It will allow businesses and such to have a banner hung in the arena. I believe we have one already that says City of Lapine. Could be a banner. So with the $25 donation, we could have that hung inside the rodeo
Arena, didn't know if you wanted to do that, kind of wanted a consensus if I could get one. I don't know if I need one or...
Well, I think that's one of those policy things. Is that the kind of thing that's covered in your spending authority? On the other hand, it's nice for the city to, for the council to know, just to know. Do you know where we are on that? Is that something that Luana could just do and then inform the city that she has made that type of donation? Are we there yet?
No, I honestly don't think we're there yet. I'm just looking at the...
We'll play it safe.
List.
I'm asking you for the authority to do that.
She paid for the pink toilet. She did. She paid for the pink toilet.
Yeah, I did pay.
Yeah. Yep. But, but she didn't do that without... If anyone's going to be in trouble, it's both of us, because she asked me, and I said, go for it. Counselors, any thoughts?
I agree that we should support the rodeo play day because my granddaughter will be in.
Now that sounds like a conflict.
I agree.
Who's
Donna?
That's dismissal from council. No, wait a minute. We can't get people now.
I agree with Counselor Edges.
I agree, but for a different reason. It's good for the city to do things like that in the community. Councilor Molina also agree. All right, full council consensus for that.
Okay. Did you want to report on the block grant?
Yes.
Okay, I want this. We did get our local government investment pool money transferred to the home federal bank next door. They were very glad to help us through that process. They made the transition very easy. On September 1st, which is Tuesday, I just was informed of this afternoon, the CEO of Home Federal Bank will be here at City Hall, and they would like to do a meet and greet with the council and the mayor and staff. Just us. So, if you want to, they really want the council to be there. Be here. At 1 o'clock on Tuesday the 1st.
And I did point, I got that call too from Sharon. Yeah. I pointed out to her that we could not have a quorum.
Oh, the quorum.
But yeah.
Well, I can't see her. I already told her no. My gas book is full that day.
So it may not be a problem.
I already told her yes.
Okay.
And I... And I told her it's highly unlikely that I could be there. I don't know if she called... No, she said she wasn't going to because her reasoning was that you, she knows you work full time and you're in Bend, and so you probably couldn't be there. So, I don't know. Would you like to?
No. But I don't want anybody making that assumption.
Yeah.
You won't be there?
No.
So it's not a quorum issue, so you can go if you want. So it'll be just Barbara and Steph and
have it on my calendar, and if I can get out, I can get out.
Okay. We've had major email problems through the city, and evidently we thought we had it figured out. There's still a little bit of issues that have come up just late this afternoon, so we're still working on it. We have added more firewall and a spam control that Tony is getting going through for us. It is on a monthly fee thing, but I think Tony's going to do it on maybe $5 a month or something like that, but it's well worth it.
I'd love to quit getting all that stuff.
Yeah, we're working on it. Today, we received the $90,000 check from the Comprehensive Plan Grant. Finally, so that's basically finished. And we're applying for a grant for a pre-application process for the land use ordinance. That's getting in process. Also, Deborah is also investigating a Tiger grant for the city for the WikiUp Junction project. It's like a $20 million grant, and it's especially my understanding is for depressed areas, so that's in the works. Speaking of the WikiUp Junction project, here is an update. The last meeting, I brought the map in, and it's up here on the wall of what the project's going to look like, if you're interested, which most people are. The green
Well, actually, I have maps here for you guys to pass around. But the green here is the projected interchange for phase one. Here's Burgess Road. Here's Highway 97. The project will bring Burgess down along the tracks.
Thank you.
The overpass. It'll separate the railroad tracks here, which is the whole purpose of this. Bring 97 down along here and cross down here. And this is going to be a very wide bridge. So the people going north on 97 off of Burgess will no longer have to come up to the stop sign. They will come down the road a ways under that bridge up to here, and it's a right only. That's the only way they can go, and which is north. So it's a much safer access to go north. Southbound will come down here and merge into it. Same way off ramp. It's going to be the same type of deal. So it's a better project. Also, they had discussed that this area, they're looking for the park and ride, because it's basically in between here would be a useless area for anything, so the park and ride would be a real good spot for it right there. And it's right now in this little tiny corner right here. There'd be a lot of room.
How is that going to, that's where it's at front, how is it going to impact the store and all of that there? Have they made any comments?
Very little that I've heard. I don't know how that'll impact it, because it'll be basically off, right off the beaten path. You know, it won't be as easily accessible.
They'll have to put up a sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people know. Mm-hmm.
But they're here's the update on their progress, if you're interested in it. It looks like it's going to be a couple years before they really even start construction, because there's a lot of other items that need to be done. But so that one, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Lot going on,
such a big bunch. Okay, Jeremy, do you have anything?
Just one comment. I spoke with Rob Goldberg with BioGreen regarding that letter of support that we discussed at the last city council meeting. He understood the city council's position, but he asked if we could provide a conditional letter of support at this time.
Did he ask why? I mean, what's the reason?
You know, I think he wants the confidence that, in fact, we are supportive of it and we're not going to obstruct the progress of the project, more or less.
And that's the same issue that we
had
before.
The same thing that you got.
Yeah, they just want to make sure that they've got everybody's okay. They don't want to cause a ripple.
Well, show them so far so good.
Well, and I'm okay preparing that letter, but obviously it'll be conditioned. And, you know, there'll be caveats left and right. So it begs the question as to, I mean, you know, a letter of support should be exactly that. And if you condition a letter of support with legalese, which, you know, I put in there, I mean, what good is the letter to begin with? And so, you know, one thing that I think would probably be more appropriate would be for me to call Rob and just say, hey, you know, the city council's giving you, you know, some voice of support at this point in time. You know, things could change over time. You know, continue to involve us in your developments, and we'll let you know if something comes up that we feel needs to be addressed. And just leave it informal.
We're still right back where we were before anyway, I think.
We've come full circle.
Yeah.
That's essentially what we've done.
Because a conditional letter of support still is a letter of support, and you're sort of throwing yourself out there, and then if some really big, huge thing comes up, the egregious thing that, which we don't expect.
Well, but if that did happen, I mean, the letter would be drafted similar to what we did with the lighting project.
Yeah.
Which it would be based on what we know now. It looks good. This looks like it's a promising project based on the information we received to date, et cetera, et cetera. So I still think we could do it, but it would be conditioned.
Okay.
there would be the inclusion of all these, you know, caveats to the support.
Dan, you had something.
Yeah, I was just going to say that there, if you don't do anything, it really is a letter of non-support, you know, a statement of non-support. And the community, there's several people in the community who commented to me that, what is there to lose? What risk is there? What could that possibly go wrong? Why you wouldn't want to be able to give a letter of support? It's not binding in any way. And so the community feels like it's really odd. And so I think that it'd be really nice if there was some statement made explaining why you wouldn't support it, or whether it's conditional or whatever. But it's, people are saying to me, well, what's the risk? What could go wrong?
Well, it's going to be, what is it, the biggest project in Central Oregon. So, I mean, it's going to have
there's
huge...
There's bigger projects in Central Oregon.
Well, that's what they named it.
Oh, you mean the BioGreen?
Yes.
One
of the biggest projects. So the impact is huge.
But a letter of support doesn't bind you to anything.
Okay, well, then, were you looking for a direction?
Well, yeah, if you want me to go forward with a letter of support, a conditional letter of support, Rob obviously will find that wonderful. I mean, that's what he wants us to produce for him at this point. And if you all are comfortable with that idea, if you could give me direction to proceed with that, I'll prepare it and put it in front of the city council at the next city council meeting.
Can't you word it to say based on what has been
just proposed? Yeah.
Well, I'll start with saying I think he's going to keep asking, and we're hearing from the community that they would like to see this, or at least speaking on behalf of X number of people from the community, that's what we're hearing from Dan. Councillor Ward?
Very short, generic, no promises, just welcome. Make it just easy. You know, I've had a lot of people come to me in my area with objections to the plan. I personally have no objections to it if everything they say is true. So a letter of support, I would support, as long as it's, you know, just a general hello. It's nice to have you in town. Like we discussed with them when they were here.
Councillor Mullinan?
Yeah.
Councillor Hedges?
I agree, but I think that we should say that there is a lot of community support. I would like to see that if there are people who are saying that. Like,
well, we don't know.
Then do we also
ways.
Have to acknowledge
yeah,
that there are a lot of dissent?
I wouldn't. The letter, if it's being written on behalf of the city council, should be specific to the city council.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I also.
I don't think that there should be any big hurry.
Yeah. Okay, I also agree to give legal counsel the
direction
to draft such a letter.
I'll draft it and I'll get it in front of you.
Okay.
You can do your own again.
Yeah. I will. Yeah, we have actually.
Okay, did you have anything else, Jeremy?
Not at this time.
All right. Council comments.
I had a busy week. Which I had two very important meetings to go to and two ribbon cuttings to go to. And some of this information is very important, but I'll make it as absolutely quick as I possibly can. Luana and I went to the Community Kitchen Block Grant Request Program last week. And in a nutshell, the Community Kitchen wants a grant of $500,000 from the federal government to enlarge their capacity, you know, put in new coolers, new walk-ins, make the building bigger, so forth and so on. It's a wonderful idea. They're going to get the grant, and I wish them all the luck in the world. But we're not going to be involved with it. They put so many restrictions on the city, that one being that we would be the person, the agency, to pay the construction bills as they came in. But they could not guarantee the city that the money from the feds would be in our bank account before we had to pay the bill. Mm-hmm. So we're in, you know, that wasn't a real good deal. Number two, any cost that we would incur, and we would have to rewrite our budget for the 2010 year, we would have to go into a 133 audit situation with the federal government because we were spending federal government money, even though it wasn't for us, it was for somebody else. We would increase our audit expense up to $5,000, for which we would receive no compensation back. It would be a cost directly borne by the city. Well, we rejected that out of hand. And then lastly, when it was all done and finished, and the $500,000 was all spent, we would have to sign a 5-year agreement to guarantee that the soup kitchen, the community kitchen, would continue their operation unfettered for 5 years, and if they stopped for any reason whatsoever, we would be liable for the $500,000 on a repay. So they went to the county, and the county said yes, and that's it. Right after that meeting, Lamar and I went to the ribbon cutting at the health clinic, and I had the opportunity to talk to the senator and thanked him on behalf of our mayor for doing what he did and the only reason I could talk to him was that Barbara introduced me to him. I asked him straight out about the land transfer for the sewer plant and the rodeo grounds, and he said it's through committee, it's going to a vote, it's gonna be done. He's almost completely assured it'll be passed. It doesn't have a time frame, but it won't be very long. And then it will go to the county. The county will deem the property over to the sewer plant and to the rodeo grounds. And the reason why we weren't informed, they knew 2 weeks in advance that he was coming. But we weren't informed because they forgot to call us. I forgave them on that. The Lapine Transportation Advisory Group meeting, ODOT, the Wickiup Junction interchange, as per the representative from the ODOT in Bend, not Lapine, but in Bend, says that their plan is to have all the plans, the environmental impact statements, the permits, everything finalized by May of 2012. That's 2.5 years now. And at that time is when they'll start looking for funding, which could take anywhere from now to the end of eternity.
That's why we're looking for the $20 million grant.
That's right. So that, just based upon what they're saying, that could take another 5 years. It could take 2.5, it could take another 5, it could take more than that. But that plan is approved, and that is what's going to be built if they ever get around to doing it. Maston Road should be done by now.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's done. It's beautiful.
Well, except for the stripes.
That's coming next week.
Okay.
That's coming next week.
Wonderful.
Huntington Road, from where it turns from north of Burgess, where it turns to dirt, that will be paved beginning next month.
Oh.
All the way through to the end of it, and that's all stimulus money. That's a county project, and that will start next month. They're going to do that. And I made a request of the county road department to put asphalt aprons off of Burgess onto Pine, Antler, and Doe, just like they did on schedule. And they said they would be happy to do that because they should have done it a long time ago, and they didn't do it. So they said the next time they have road work on Burgess, they'll put those aprons in, because right now, if you come, they're all gravel roads, okay? And if you come up the gravel road, there's the asphalt, and it's about like this, because it's...
They did it on
asphalt. Yes, so that is going to be done. And I went to a ribbon cutting at McDonald's, and I got to give a speech, and because of you.
Thank
and
you.
I did it in your name, and it was just absolutely wonderful.
It was a wonderful speech, by the way.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I made it up, as I went along. I was the only one that didn't have notes. I made it up as I went along.
That makes it more special.
Yeah. So that's it. I'm done.
All right.
Good. Thank you. You have been a busy guy.
I was busy.
And again, thank you very much for going to those ribbon cuttings. If they would have them like at 4 or 5 o'clock, that'd be easier for me.
Well, the senator asked me if I would go back to Washington, D.C. with him. helping with budgets, and I told him I was too busy with the city council.
That's true, we asked you that.
I verified that.
Enjoy your pat on the back. I think that's good. Councilor Molina?
Nothing. Ken, that's a high act of love.
Oh, yeah, I was at the McDonald's ribbon cutting, and that was a great speech that he gave. It was, you would have been proud.
And no one recorded it? It's recorded in Dalton and many memories.
I used the word our esteemed mayor.
Esteemed?
I know most of you don't know what that means, but.
Oh, boy.
Can I back up a little bit on staff comments?
Sure.
I was also at the McDonald's opening. Within 2 hours, there was a traffic accident at that intersection. Mm-hmm. Two car, T-boned. Mm-hmm. I guess some people went to the hospital. Mm-hmm. I did let ODOT know, and this will be fresh on everybody's mind at the traffic calming meeting that we're having Monday. So it's there. It's right there.
Yeah, sure.
Did any of them say if they were coming to or from McDonald's?
One car was coming southbound at T-Bone, the car that was crossing the intersection from First Street, is that correct? That's the way I understood it from the sheriff's office. So they were headed that direction. I don't know. They obviously didn't make it. But.
Well, it's a frequent place for accidents anyway, before McDonald's.
Well, that was a very good crowd there. I was pleased. The people were happy, and the group that was serving were just wonderful. There were a lot of little children, preschool, sang.
I sang a song
with them. And
they made that song up.
Yeah,
they did. Oh, when will McDonald's supposed to be there when?
Saturday. 10:30.
So if you go down, then you can sit on his lap, and then I can get your picture.
Saturday's Costco day.
I
was in the office, and I mentioned to Patty and Luana that a way to get our information into the Eagle would be maybe to put the minutes in, and they said that Dan had already started on this, or
but John and I have agreed to try to do that in a way, because we just think it's good public relations, right. Just to have good communication and some communication. That's just people are hungry to know that something's happening.
Right. That would be a good way, and Patty said maybe bullet the things and leave out a lot of what we're doing, but I think that would be a good idea if we were interested in doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Anything else?
No, there
you're
is
also
a place.
At the health center.
When I introduced Doug to Senator Wyden. I don't remember doing that, but
you know, you did.
I did.
Actually,
he spent.
I introduced you guys.
Somebody did.
He recognized us from one of the meetings that he was at in town, which was very nice. So. So we'll continue to represent you.
Well, I do. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I was just.
And they know that you're very busy. So next time I'll come in your office and I'll answer the phone and take care of things for you. That's my specialty.
It is, huh?
Yes.
Do you know the ins and outs of septic tank pumping? And the kind of questions to ask people when they call with a problem?
Yes.
I don't want my customers going somewhere else because they can't get the answer.
I wouldn't think of diverting.
Do you have more?
I'm finished, thank you.
All right. Well, I
would like to comment again on how much I appreciate the supportive council and staff that we have here. It really does take off a certain level of stress from me knowing that the city is making appearances. And I, during this especially busy period where I really can't be, at least we, through you, are out there. And it doesn't always have to be the mayor anyway. So that's good. Appreciate it. And I would like to comment too, yes, I did get your email on the article that you, have you done that, submitted that to the Eagle? It's going to be interesting to see what people think. You and Dan, they put together a little tongue-in-cheek and yet serious article, pretty much on city activities and creating some interest, with an attempt to create some interest among citizens. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to comment back to you. They did make very clear in the article that these are their comments and it's not coming from the city staff or the city council.
And that would probably have to be reminded in every article.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's news and not propaganda.
So. Right. Otherwise, I have no further comments other than to once again thank Jean for being here, and we hope we will see you more often. And Mary, thank you for being here to answer our questions today. Anything else? One last round. It's been a great meeting. All right. We will adjourn at 7:55.
John.